This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am reminding myself about the value of laughter. I have a girlfriend named Michelle. We've been friends since 14, and Michelle can make me laugh to the point where my soul laughs. She can make me laugh to the point where if I'm in a setting with her and it's all business, I can't even look her way because I might burst into laughter. And sometimes when I'm traveling home, we don't live in the same city anymore, I'm so excited because I know that my soul will get a good laugh and we'll have a wonderful time. And I will come back home and it'll be days later and I'm still having a delayed reaction in a sense because I'm recalling our time together and I'm laughing in the presence of others who are saying, what's so funny? And so what I realized though, after those periods is that when I'm on my own, I'm so focused on that daily grind that I don't take enough time to laugh myself. And Solomon teaches us the importance of laughter and being of good cheer and how it is medicine for the soul. When I feel like I've had a good laugh, I feel a sense of release. Laughter has also gotten me through grief and pain, and it just starts with a smile. The words that encourage me are, "A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit saps a person's strength." Proverbs 17:22. Tomorrow, let's talk about false prophets. Visit bemoments.org and share this reflection because others desire to be inspired. And today, treat your spirit to a good, wholesome laugh.